Imagine this. Mark Zuckerberg gets extradited to Australia over a violent video that a user posts to Facebook. Seems far-fetched, right? But it's exactly what Australian lawmakers want the ability to do under a new law they passed this week. Here's The World's Lydia Emanuelidou.
The point of this new law is to get social media companies to move quickly to take down violent content that's posted on their platforms. Australia's parliament took up the legislation after last month's terror attack in neighboring New Zealand.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the attacks in Christchurch, New Zealand.
The suspected gunman in the New Zealand mosque shootings live-streamed a video of the attack for 17 minutes.
Live-streamed on Facebook, replayed on YouTube, many other websites. It was available hours after the attack.
The legislation says that social media executives could face jail time and fines in the billions if videos showing terrorist attacks, murders, rape, or kidnapping are not removed from their platforms, quote, expeditiously. But what does that mean exactly? No one really knows. Even Australia's Attorney General, Christian Porter, couldn't explain. He spoke at a news conference on Thursday after the bill passed both houses of parliament.
Using the Christchurch example, I can't precisely say what would have been the point of time at which it would have been reasonable for them to understand that this was live streaming on their site or playable on their site and they should have removed it. But what I can say, and I think every Australian would agree, it was totally unreasonable that it should exist on their site for well over an hour without them taking any action whatsoever.
Australia is not the first country to hold social media companies accountable for what's posted on their sites. In Germany, for example, they have a law that says platforms have to remove things like hate speech and fake news within 24 hours or face fines. Nicola Susor is a law professor at Queensland University of Technology. He says governments around the world are scrambling to figure out the right way to regulate the internet.
What that means is that too often we get knee-jerk reactions and sloppily designed laws that don't really understand how you could regulate tech companies in a way that preserves innovation and freedom of speech and access to information. That's the big problem that we have, not that countries want to regulate, but that they're going about it the wrong way.
Under Australia's new legislation, Professor Susor says, there's a danger that companies will go overboard and take down legal content.
Think of the example of the shooting of Philando Castile.
Philando Castile was shot and killed by a police officer during a traffic stop in Minnesota in 2016. His girlfriend live-streamed the aftermath of the shooting on Facebook.
Oh my God, please don't tell me he's dead. Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
This is something that is documented on social media. And it's not something that would be technically prohibited under this law, but there's no way that an algorithm can easily figure it out. So my real concern here is that any technical response from the platforms will either be ineffective or much too broad in the type of content that it restricts.
This kind of legislation is also creating uncertainty for Australia's tech industry, says Sarah Moran. She runs a tech company called Girl Geek Academy that's all about getting girls and women into tech.
So it makes my job really hard, particularly when you're talking to aspirational young people, to say, I love that you want to build technology, but I cannot tell you what is on the horizon from the politicians that may choose to prevent you from doing that.
For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.